Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer to undertake a two-day visit to India beginning 8th of this month. India adds nearly 17 crore jobs in 6 years as unemployment dips to 3.2%. Women lead workforce surge. US President Donald Trump authorizes deployment of 300 National Guard troops to Chicago to address alleged out-of-control crime. And in cricket, India to take on Pakistan in the second game of ICC Women's ODI World Cup in Colombo this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Keir Starmer, will be on a two-day visit to India starting from the 8th of this month. This will be Prime Minister Starmer's first official visit to India. More from our correspondent.
On the 9th of October in Mumbai, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his UK counterpart will review progress in various areas under the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership in line with the Vision 2035 roadmap. This is a focused and time-bound 10-year roadmap of programs and initiatives across key pillars such as trade and investment, technology and innovation, defence and security, climate and energy, health, education and people-to-people relations. The two leaders will also engage with business and industry leaders to explore opportunities presented by the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, which serves as a central pillar of the future economic partnership between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Starmer will attend the 6th edition of the Global FinTech Fest in Mumbai and will deliver keynote addresses. They will also interact with industry experts, policymakers, and innovators. The visit is expected to provide a valuable opportunity to reaffirm the shared vision of India and the United Kingdom in building a forward-looking and robust partnership. Shagun Chopra for World News.
Around 17 crore jobs have been added to the workforce in India over 6 years. As per the Labour and Employment Ministry, employment in India rose to 64 crore 33 lakh in 2023-24 compared to 47 crore 50 lakh in 2017-18, a net addition of 16 crore 83 lakh jobs over 6 years. Furthermore, the unemployment rate has dipped sharply from 6% in 2017-18 to 3.2% in 2023-24. The ministry noted that this is indicative of stronger workforce absorption into productive employment. Youth unemployment rate has also declined from 17.8% to 10.2% in the same time frame, placing it below the global average of 13.3%. Women are driving the workforce surge, with more than 1 crore 56 lakh females joining the formal sector over the past 7 years. Employment patterns have also shifted, with self-employment increasing to 58.4% in 2023-24. US President Donald Trump has authorized the deployment of 300 National Guard troops to Chicago to address what he says is out-of-control crime. The move came hours after immigration authorities said they faced off with protesters in the Democrat-run city and shot an armed woman when she and others rammed their cars into law enforcement vehicles. State and local leaders have for weeks criticized President Trump's deployment plans and called it an abuse of power. Illinois Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker said President Trump was attempting to manufacture a crisis. Earlier, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security said that Border Patrol agents shot an armed woman in Chicago amid scores of protesters demonstrating against federal immigration agents on the city's southwest side. The incident took place in Chicago's suburb of Broadview, where an Immigration and Customs Enforcement or ICE facilities office is situated. A statement by the Homeland Department spokesperson said that no law enforcement officials were seriously injured in the incident. The statement added that the incident involved a group of protesters, including the woman ramming cars into vehicles used by US ICE. ICE agents fired pepper spray and loaded rubber bullets as part of the confrontation with the protesters in Chicago. US Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, in a social media post, said she was sending additional special operations to control the situation in Chicago's Brighton Park neighborhood. Protests have intensified in Chicago and other Democrat-led cities, with previous clashes involving ICE using force against detainee transport blockades. Meanwhile, a federal judge in Portland, Oregon, another liberal city, temporarily blocked the Trump administration from deploying 200 troops there. U.S. President Donald Trump has claimed that Israel has agreed to an initial withdrawal line following negotiations over Gaza ceasefire, and that this proposal has been shared with Hamas. Making the announcement on social media platform, President Trump said that once Hamas confirms the arrangement, a ceasefire will take effect immediately, resulting in both a hostage and prisoner exchange. Mr. Trump's remarks came hours after the U.S. president shot off a warning for a Palestinian group yesterday. The new U.S.-brokered peace plan to end the war in Gaza appears to have gained tentative backing from both Israel and Hamas, raising hopes for a ceasefire and the release of all remaining hostages. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he hopes to announce the release of hostages being held in Gaza in the coming days. In a brief statement last night, Prime Minister Netanyahu said, "Diplomatic and military pressure got them to this point, and as that Hamas will be disarmed and Gaza demilitarized, the easy way or the hard way." This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to World News. Another European country, Lithuania, suspended its air traffic at Vilnius Airport late last night after hot air balloons were reportedly flying in its airspace, which led to flights being diverted to neighboring countries. The airport operator cited safety concerns, with flights diverted to neighboring Latvia and Poland, while several departures were cancelled. One incoming flight from Copenhagen returned to Denmark. This comes after European aviation has been facing an imminent shutdown of its air traffic in the recent weeks due to drone sightings and airspace violations amid Russia-Ukraine conflict in Poland, Romania, Germany, among others. And now moving on to the world of sports. In ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India will take on Pakistan in their second game of the tournament at R. Premadas Stadium in Colombo today. The match is scheduled to start at 3 p.m. Indian time. More from our sports desk.
Indian women won their opening game after beating Sri Lanka by 59 runs through DLS method. Pakistan, on the other hand, suffered a 7-wicket defeat against Bangladesh in their tournament opener. Despite the high-voltage nature of India-Pakistan contests, the women's fixture has historically been one-sided. India hold a dominant 11-0 record in ODIs against their rivals. For India, the match is a step towards semi-final qualification, while for Pakistan, it remains a chance to break a long-standing losing streak. Moving on to badminton, all eyes will be on rising Indian shuttlers Tasneem Mir and Shreyansi Valishetty as they will be up against each other in an all-Indian women's singles final of Al Ain Masters 2025 in Abu Dhabi today. Moreover, in men's doubles, Indian duo of Hariharan Amsa Karunan and Arjun Ramachandran will face Indonesia's Raymond Indra and Nicholas Jacquin in the finals today. Moving ahead, India won 3 medals on the penultimate day of the World Para-Athletics Championships 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. With this, the country took its overall tally to 18, comprising 6 gold, 7 silver and 5 bronze, marking its best ever performance in the history of the championships. Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
In a historic feat, the Border Roads Organization BRO has once again scripted history by setting a new world record as Project Himang constructed the world's highest motorable road at Meghla Pass, located at 19,400 feet above sea level in eastern Ladakh, near the line of actual control, LAC. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer to undertake a two-day visit to India beginning 8th of this month. India adds nearly 17 crore jobs in 6 years as unemployment dips to 3.2%. Women lead workforce surge. US President Trump authorizes deployment of 300 National Guard troops to Chicago to address alleged out-of-control crime. And cricket, India to take on Pakistan in their second game of ICC Women's ODI World Cup in Colombo this afternoon. That's all in World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani. Good day.